It's Make Up or Break Up every single Tuesday and Thursday. And as always, if you have any, you know, drama going on in your relationship and you want to get some good input and advice from people, let us know. It's an easy message. Facebook.com/followfits. And as we're chatting with this couple in a couple of minutes, we're really asking you to, you know, come together with us and try to help them out. We're looking for a couple of five-minute heroes here because we've all been through relationship drama, every single one of us. I want to welcome Kaylee to the show right now from Parkland. Hi, Kaylee. It's Fitz. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I received your message, and I definitely wanted to get you on as soon as possible when I saw kind of what you're going through. Explain the situation.
Thank you. But,
yeah. Explain what's going on with you and Josh.
So, okay, Josh and I, we've gotten pretty serious over the last year or so, and we were actually to the point where we started talking about, like, marriage and kids and how many we want and, you know, like, serious talk. And, you know, at first he didn't, like, even want to talk about kids, and now he's saying things like, oh, you know, I hope you have a little girl that looks just like you, and, like, getting excited about it. And so I felt that I needed to be honest with him about some stuff that, actually some, like, plastic surgery that I've had done in the past that sort of made a difference in how I looked. And so I came clean to him about that. I've had a nose job. My nose looks pretty different than it did before. And then I also, like, had my chin done and some cheek work. So I just thought it was the right thing to do, and I honestly didn't think it would be that big of a deal. He's a really good guy, but, like, ever since I told him, I can tell, like, things are a little different, like, kind of getting the cold shoulder.
Oh, so you didn't have any work done while you were with him? This is stuff you had before?
No,
you met him?
It was all before, and I never, like, it just never came up because it was, like, years before.
Oh,
so this,
okay,
wasn't a thing. But then when he was saying those things about, like, I hope our daughter, like, you know, looks just like you and all this stuff, I'm thinking, like, well, okay, I guess that's something I should be honest about, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. But apparently,
well, first of all, I think that's a really huge deal, the fact that you admitted that to him and were honest with him. And I think that, I mean, he should really appreciate that honesty coming from you. But what now he didn't want to have kids with you because of your old nose or something?
I mean, I don't know. It's not like he said that, but, like, he hasn't really talked about it since. And I just, you know, like, women, we know, like, something's different. And that's the only thing I can really think of.
Again, I want to say that Kaylee and Josh, they are voluntarily coming on the show. Josh is on hold right now. So, Kaylee, you know, he is hearing this. We're going to get Josh on the show in just a second. We'd love to hear from you as well. Shoot us a text to 96459 or 833-822-BULL. All right, let's welcome Josh from Parkland on the show, Kaylee's boyfriend. Josh, I know you've been listening the past couple of minutes. How are you?
I'm good, good.
So Kaylee thinks that that you've been acting weird ever since she was honest about how she used to look in the past, her appearance.
No, I mean, I think it's in your mind. I mean, I felt a little weird that she didn't tell me earlier that she had, that it had just never come up, you know, she had had.
Kaylee,
you know,
is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I got this stuff done the summer after high school, before college. So it wasn't like, it's just been so long ago. It's nothing like, it just doesn't
even
think about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's past
right.
you. Yeah.
So Josh, are you weirded out that she sprung it on you or that she never told you? Or does it have something to do with your future? Are you worried about, like, I'll just say it, genetically, what she's bringing to the kids?
Are you really worried you're going to have an ugly baby? I'll just say it.
I mean, in all honesty, it's like, it's something I should probably think about. I mean, it's something to consider. I mean, it's not.
So, I mean, you're really worried about maybe having a child with Kaylee because you think that the poor baby might have maybe some appearances that you don't like?
I mean, I don't. It's a grab bag. You don't. Yeah, you have no idea what you're gonna get.
Life is like a box.
You know,
of
it's weird. It's weird. It's a little bit of an adjustment, but it's not something that I'm like, I mean, I don't think I've been acting weird about it, but it is something that I've thought about.
Well, obviously I've picked up on it. Like, do you know what a jerk that makes you sound like?
Well, it's just honest.
Like, I thought you loved me for me. Like,
I do, but it's the, I mean,
but
it's
you don't
just, like, you know, you have an idea
of... shallow, Josh. Like, I don't know. I thought you were, like, better than that.
Well, I mean, it's just reality. I mean, you can't see my position, like, if you were in... If the tables were turned, like, if you're like, I thought he was, you know, this way, but then you realize that it's totally... I mean, it's just a little bit like the rug pulled out from under you. You can't see that at all?
It's physical appearance. It doesn't change anything else. Like, I love you for you.
Hey, there's a lot of texts coming in.
Kaylee,
there's a lot of texts coming in. People are saying, old nose or whatever, they'll take you. There's a couple of our listeners. We'd love to hear from you as well. Make up or break up. Shoot us a text to 96459 or 833-822-BULL. Kaylee and Josh, I do appreciate you guys coming on the show. And I do believe hopefully in minutes, we'll get some good advice from people.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah, it's got weird. We need a couple of therapists right now. 833-822-BULL or text to 96459. Let's go to Michelle in Paulsbo. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Josh is a disgusting example of a man. If you are going to decide whether or not you want to have a baby with someone based on looks, you're not ready to have a baby. All you should care about is whether your baby is healthy.
So you're saying he shouldn't worry about what the baby's nose is going to look like in any way?
No. What, do you want to genetically engineer the perfect child in a lab? If you want to know what your kid's going to look like, go adopt a kid. Then you're going to know what your kid's going to look like. But this man is not ready to have kids, and I think she should just break up with him now, save herself some time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling.
Based on the text, I think a lot of ladies share this opinion.
Yeah.
Really?
Definitely. Yeah.
Again, text us to 96459. Make up or break up? Let's go to Eric from Bonnie Lake right now. Eric, make up or break up?
Man, I tell you what, I think they need to break up, you know. I don't think he's necessarily wrong. You don't know what you're getting nowadays. You know, she should have been honest out the gate that I had surgery. Nowadays, girls got Botox in their lips and who knows what. And, you know, it just with the Instagram filters, you don't know what you're getting these days. And
well, have you been burned, Eric?
I don't know if they... have you been burned before?
Yeah, what did you get?
And, by the way, Eric, I don't know if ladies get Botox in their lips, do they? Are those fillers?
No. I don't know. It's not my kind of lady I'm going for.
Okay. So what kind of lady are you going for? Do you think that a woman should come up to you like day one and say, listen, I had rhinoplasty, I had a nose job?
I mean, not day one, but like I think it should be on the checklist of it. Hey, you want to move in? Yeah, I also had something in my lips.
Wow. Jeez.
Also had something in my lips and a nose job. Let's move in together.
Well, I mean, it's no different than if you're like, had some, like,
lips, I guess, in your shoes,
life-altering surgery for a medical thing.
Okay. Right. Well, listen, thank you so much for your opinion. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Horns up.
Horns up. Horns up.